Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And as long as they start winning, and joining us now to talk about trying to win slices, Steve likes the slices here. Are the Orioles, after dropping two straight series, from MassinSports.com? He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Rock Abaco. Rock, good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. And the Orioles, after six-game stretch and all the great, hey, they're back, and we're putting together scenarios in which they could do some crazy things. They've lost two straight series, one of the A's who stink and one of the Tigers who are the exact opposite of that. As we look at the team, health-wise, offensively, they seem to be all right. Still got some pitching things to decide, but looking at the roster, at least in personnel, Rock, how much better is it today than it was, say, 2-3 weeks ago?
I mean, the roster is much better, but I'm going to hit you with that cliche about momentum being the next day's starting pitcher. That's usually where it starts out here. And, you know, they went through that stretch where rotation was outstanding. I know Steve has the numbers of what the ERA was for, like, maybe an 11-game stretch. And then you go out west and you go to Sacramento, and the numbers are a little different. And last night, we're going to count Dean Kramer because he came out of the bullpen, but it was in the second inning. And he has one bad inning, which has happened to him many times in the past, but it made the difference in the game. So you've got that issue, and there's still runners in scoring position, you know, things like that. Now, it doesn't really matter what the roster's looking like if you still aren't delivering routinely in the clutch and leaving too many guys on base and squandering too many opportunities. So, yeah, the good news is the roster is healthier and it's trending in that direction, and you would think you're going to get some better baseball because of it. But they've dug such a hole, you're going to get to that point where when you get to around the trade deadline and you've got that roster that looks better on paper, but you are still too far back, then suddenly you may see some guys traded and that roster is going to look a heck of a lot different.
So, Bob, I'm going to resist the temptation to ask Rocco if he misses me as a teammate at MassinSports.com. That would probably not be a fair question. And so we'll avoid that altogether and move on to this, Rock.
Wait a minute, you're gone?
I don't work there anymore.
Oh, I didn't get that memo.
You don't miss me around the office?
Yes, around the water cooler.
The great water cooler talk we used to have. So, Rock, after segueing here so smoothly, after the dismissal of Brandon Hyde, here's what I saw, and you're in there even more than me. Tell me what you saw. I saw a team that was rocked back by that because they knew here is this man that was so supportive and good to them that they really had love for that was now gone, and they were a big part of the reason he was now gone. So I think it took a couple days for this team to process everything and kind of stabilize, and we're now in that stabilization mode, a slice of 20 games where they're 12-8, as my Twitter fans love when I do the slices. So is that what you saw?
It is. And I mean, first of all, I think players are really surprised. They weren't expecting a move in May, even though it's not uncommon to shake things up when a team's struggling. But this was a team that had three straight winning seasons, back-to-back playoffs, not that far removed from a division title and 101 wins, two-time Sporting News Manager of the Year. I think it took them aback that there was a change made, and a change made that quickly. And, yeah, I think that the common theme was guilt. These guys are like, you know, our play cost this man his job. And they, you know, that they wore that. I mean, that weighed heavily on them. And he was extremely popular with them. And they had so much success with him. So I think, a change maybe had to be made, you could argue, because of the way things are going. But it wasn't because Brandon Hyde lost the clubhouse. So I just think, yeah, guys felt really guilty about it. You're trying to kind of regroup at that point. I'm sure it helped that they had somebody who wasn't an outsider coming in. You know, most of them have, you know, that really good relationship with Mancino. Even the guys who aren't working with him because they aren't infielders, even pitchers were like, you know, had a lot of respect, you know, for him, liked him. So that certainly helped. And he seems to bring, you know, the right kind of temperament to this. But yeah, so I think now they're kind of getting their footing more now, and it's gotten to be more comfortable and just more a part of their daily routine now. We show up and it's Tony Mancino who's in charge. It isn't Brandon Hyde anymore. But there absolutely was going to be an adjustment period there.
You know, one guy I have a lot of affection for as a player and how he's persevered through his career, and I also know he's only 3-for-37 as a batter, is Maverick Handley. First of all, he's a cool guy with a cool name, so you got to like that part. Second of all, this guy was drafted in 2019 and didn't get here until 2025, and only because of an injury. And his time on the roster might be coming to an end now as Sanchez is close. But, Rock, I think he's held his own. He's impressed his teammates. He's become a personal catcher for Charlie Morton, who, oh, by the way, got better when Maverick Handley got back there. And he's just a breath of fresh air to talk to. Is Stanford smarts come through when you talk to Maverick Handley?
They do, but not in an obnoxious, condescending way. And I appreciate that. Some Stanford guys are a little more aloof and, you know, than others and whatever, superiority. But, yeah, absolutely. And he really does a really nice job behind the plate. I think he's a better hitter than what he's shown. And, you know, you got that sporadic playing time and all of a sudden you're tossed in there. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get any sort of rhythm, harder for some guys than others. But I think if you're starting Maverick Handley, it's more about what he's doing behind the plate. And I think he's done a great job. And, you know, that play he made recently where he was able to slap the tag was he was getting bowled over. You know, he's got skills back there. But you're right. It looks like his time would be coming to a close because of Sanchez. They're not going to carry three catchers, but you send him back down. And, you know, now he's got Samuel Basayo kind of blocking him. It's a tough organization to be in, I guess, when you're a catcher who's looking for your shot between Rutschman and then they signed Sanchez, they have Basayo. But I still think he could at least be a good backup catcher in the majors. And there are plenty of guys who have made careers out of being that type of guy, the Austin Winses of the world. I mean, they're out there. And it was nice to see him get that shot. And, you know, selfishly, yeah, from a media standpoint, you love having a guy like that in the clubhouse we can go to. Always willing to talk, happy to see you, a smile on his face, and gives you thorough answers. Even when I asked him about, you know, Heston Kjerstad being option and how he thought Heston was going to handle it. And he gave me one of the better answers and more thoughtful answers that I've received from anybody this year. And that includes veteran players. And he's an impressive young man. And it was nice that he got that opportunity beyond just being on the taxi squad. We felt like we got to know him between spring training and taxi squad. He certainly wasn't a stranger to us, but it was nice for him to actually get that call and get those major league at-bats.
Rock Abacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. You mentioned Sanchez. Tyler O'Neill, Rock, I guess, was trending towards an eventual return. I guess that's been stunted a little bit. So what's up with old Tyler O'Neill? Tricep trying to get back in there.
Yeah, well, I think it's neck now, isn't it? Or shoulder, right? Isn't the impingement, left shoulder impingement? We just named like four body parts, scrambling to figure out with Tyler. It's been a rough go here, but, you know, he's still got some soreness apparently, so he hasn't played in a couple days. We'll see if he's in the lineup again, but I don't think it's viewed as like a total shutdown here, but at least for now. But suddenly we were, you know, told they wanted to, quote, give him some extra, quote, rest. Because of that soreness, that's a bad sign because he was certainly trending in a better direction, saying that he felt good. And once you go on that assignment, you figure it's, you know, just a matter of time and you're going to see him. And now this is going to push things back somewhat. And it's just been, you know, it's been, I think he's been on the IL 16 times in his career with 13 different body parts. And that was the risk when they gave him that contract, is keeping him on the field. He didn't have the reputation of being the most durable guy, but they usually weren't overly serious injuries that kept him out for an extended period. It's a lot of, you know, kind of minimum IL or a few days beyond that type stuff. But yeah, if we're going to probably find out more today. If he's not playing for Norfolk for, you know, another day or two, then you really start to wonder if this was a big setback or not. But it's been certainly not what they envisioned when they signed him. And it's just been a couple different things that have hampered him. And now people question, well, maybe if you train like a bodybuilder, maybe that's a problem. But then you see some of the numbers he's put up and say, well, it works for him. And maybe they're not related at all. Certainly not a baseball player's body, but he's had a lot of different little things like this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, Rock, the fans are saying, where's Trevor Rogers? He threw that great game in the big leagues. He's been pitching pretty well in the minors since he sent him out. Now, I'm looking at Povich's last five starts. What a crazy ride. 2 runs, 1 run, 5 runs, 2 runs, 5 runs. The up and down nature, is it almost a point where the Orioles have to stay with a young pitcher here who's flashed good, or they're so desperate for wins right now, they got to think about making a move?
Isn't it funny? Fans before were like, why Trevor Rogers? Now they're saying, where's Trevor Rogers?
Exactly.
It really runs hot and cold. We're talking one outing in Boston, but it was so impressive, and there was the uptick in velocity, which I don't think he's maintained in his other starts in AAA here. But you know, it's gonna be one of those interesting decisions on the club where it's like, if you still think you have a shot, and mathematically they do, and you want to put your best group out there, then that's how you do it. You don't necessarily use this time to evaluate younger players like Kerstad, who gets optioned, or Mayo, or Povich, whoever. But then on the other hand, this, you know, you may reach that point where you figure, well, you may as well just run these guys out there regularly and see what you've got and give them that needed experience. With Povich, they've got 2 lefties in the bullpen, and last night they had 1 because Aiken was the opener. You could always move Povich in there as an extra reliever, long man type, which they could use, and go ahead and bring Rogers up and give him that shot. Because, you know, when you look at what they gave up in order to get him, you really want this to work out. So, I would think at some point you want to give him that opportunity. We don't know if Charlie Morton's leash has gotten shorter again. He starts tonight. I think at some point we do see Rogers again. He's not tearing it up down there, but I think he certainly earned the right to get that look. But the Orioles, meanwhile, have to decide how they want to approach, and maybe we're getting closer to that point now, how they want to approach the rest of the season when it comes to evaluating guys. It certainly makes sense with a guy like Povich, if you think he's a future rotation guy for you full-time, to keep running him out there and just let him sometimes take his lumps, and sometimes he looks much better and he's, you know, good strikeout numbers, and you just let him try to figure it out at the major league level. They got to figure out how they want to approach this.
Rockabacco Mass at sports.com. I'm stunned to know that Masson had an office and a water cooler on top of it. I guess the company picnics were quite entertaining.
Quite.
You don't want to see us in the sack race, though. It was a little awkward.
Rock, appreciate it as always. Happy Father's Day, and have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Here's Rock Abaco, everybody. Rock. We'll come back reset for you. And then we got AL East Report coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear from Nolan McGraw. Going to hear from you at 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's the Beach Boys. It's Sly and the Family Stone. Steve wants to talk about slices. Just tuning in. There are slices of success the Orioles have to achieve to make this season no longer a lost cause.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.